You're listening to Vatican Radio. The response of Christians to refugees, migrants and internally displaced people will be at the heart of the historic ecumenical events taking place in Sweden on Monday to mark the forthcoming 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Pope Francis and the leaders of the World Lutheran Federation will preside at a joint prayer service in Lund Cathedral before travelling to the nearby city of Malmö for an event spearheaded by Caritas Internationalis and the Lutheran World Federation's charitable arm, its World Service Department. The event in Malmö's main sports arena will feature personal testimonies from refugees and those working for human rights in India, South Sudan, Burundi, Colombia and Syria. To underline the importance of working together for the common good, the heads of Caritas and the World Service will sign a declaration of intent for closer cooperation and shared witness to the world. Maria Immonen heads the LWF's Department for World Service, which works with local and international partners in over 30 countries worldwide. She talked to me about its role and about the importance of these ecumenical events.
It was really set up in response to dealing with refugee issues in the aftermath of the Second World War. So refugees have always, and internally displaced people, have always formed sort of the key and the core population group who LWF works with. And over time, that's then expanded into working with other populations who undergo emergency situations, whether they be natural disasters or man-made disasters, and also moving into long-term development as well as part of a process where we link sort of humanitarian assistance to longer-term development as well.
So you're present in countries right around the world.
That's right. We currently have 25 to 30 country programs, depending a little bit on what's going on in the world. The number fluctuates, but generally speaking, we're present in all of the major emergency places in the world today.
And how much would you say that ecumenical partnership and cooperation is a focus of the work that you're doing?
Well, it's very important because, I mean, in humanitarian assistance and in development work, of course, it's important to try and, one, reach as many people as you can. For us, it's very important to reach the most vulnerable and work directly with the grassroots, and churches and faith-based communities are always key and central in that process because they reach the grassroots better than any other existing organization, I think, on the planet. And then just generally because oftentimes working with ecumenical partners, it's very easy to find each other with a view to how we work and the motivation behind our work and sort of the goals that we aspire to, which are to have people at the center of our work and the dignity of people always sort of at the front of our minds rather than organizational interest or something like that.
Can you give us some examples, some practical grassroots examples of where you are working closely together with Caritas or other Catholic aid organizations?
At the present time, I think the key one, which will also be reflected in the Malmö event, will be the work we've been doing together with Catholic colleagues in Colombia related to the peace process and protecting human rights defenders and involving communities, very remote communities, in the peace process in Colombia. And that is probably the most active one that we're currently involved with, but we do have contacts with and plans and work with Caritas and the Catholic agencies in many of the countries we work in. At a minimum level, we coordinate through coordination structures that are there, but the intention of the letter of intent that we're going to sign is precisely to make it more systematic, that we always do look at what each party is doing and try to find ways of combining our strengths and reaching more people and helping more people in need.
We're looking at the situation in Sweden and perhaps the Nordic countries as a whole, which are very secular or post-Christian, as some would call them. And yet the work that you're doing, particularly on human rights and justice and peace, environmental protection, these kind of issues are a way in which you can perhaps share Christian values, being able to show God's mercy, if you like, within a secular context. Is that right?
I think it is right. And I think precisely for those reasons, it's easy from a Christian faith background to understand why we want to work with the poorest of the poor, why we want to work for open and welcoming communities to receive refugees or other people on the move, and also to work together in advocacy. We're joining our voices when we speak on behalf of care for creation or human rights issues or justice issues, peace processes. Of course, the voice is strengthened the more we can work together and find those core messages and articulate them together wherever we are.
Pope Francis, of course, has spoken out very clearly, very vocally about these issues, environmental concerns, about the problems, the plight of refugees. Do his appeals make any difference to the work that you're doing and the kind of advocacy work that you're talking about?
I think they make a huge difference. I mean, he's such a recognized voice globally, beyond the Christian family. And when he speaks out with conviction and is very clear on the messages that Christians are supposed to be welcoming to strangers, we are tasked with care for creation. I think they resonate far beyond the Catholic family, certainly among all Christians, and I think even beyond that to friends and colleagues from other faith backgrounds, but also, I would say, people with no active faith identity themselves are very much impressed by what he says.
What are you hoping that this historic ecumenical event in Lund and in Malmo, what are you hoping these events will achieve?
Well, I think it's at two levels. I think one level, clearly for us as organizations, Caritas Internationalis and LWF, the commitment that we're very publicly setting ourselves up for, which is to commit to working together in a more purposeful way, of course, will have very practical implications on how we do our programming in various countries and so on. So that's a very nice practical thing that will be followed up on in the years and decades to come. But I think on the other level, I think the whole fact that as we move from the church building to a very secular environment, if you will, an ice hockey arena, and the focus of the event there will very much be on refugees, people on the move, our role, the role of church in society, and what the church is to the world outside. I think it's a very powerful message that the church is for the world. It's not some internal looking thing. We have things that have been mandated to us and that have been given to us as tasks, both as churches and individuals and human beings, to live an active life in the world and to make a difference to people who are in very, very difficult circumstances, and to see Christ in those suffering people and to address his or her needs, whatever they may be, with compassion and care and concern for humanity.
My thanks to Maria Immonen, head of the Lutheran World Federation's Department for World Service.